rebate. See store for restrictions and details. Save your engine and money with the trusted advice at AutoZone. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
The difference is in the details. Try out the D-Series lineup of skid steers, track loaders, and mini excavators at John Deere and Herb Equipment. John Deere D-Series compact equipment comes with many customer-inspired improvements, like a quieter ride, more spacious cabs, and an industry-exclusive cooling system. John Deere and Herb Equipment are committed to you, the customer, now and in the future. For more, go to Herb, that's E-R-B, equipment.com. Now's the time to make the change to John Deere and Herb Equipment.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
All right, well, when she was on with me on Monday, she had a love story, which I don't think the guys in the room were all that impressed with.
Neither was the girl.
Yeah. Neither was the girl in the room. Yeah. So hopefully today, something else, a little more impressive. It's Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she is brought to you by the folks at the Tool Belt Team. Things you need done around the house that you can't quite figure out, they'd love to talk to you. Toolbeltteam.com is the website, and if you forget that, you can go to francoopinion.com. Just click on sponsors, and you'll see a whole list of sponsors there, and you'll see the Tool Belt Team listed. Just click on that link, it'll take you right to the website. Tool Belt Team proudly presents, here she is, Dawn Meadows-Dixon, everybody!
Hey, everyone!
Hi, Dawn!
Hey, Tina! Yeah, Monday we talked love stories. Today we're talking comedy. Has anybody heard about Tower Heights?
Oh, Dan and I were just talking about this.
Yeah,
yes.
I heard, everything I've heard about it, that Eddie Murphy is back.
You know what's so funny about that is he's on every talk show. Every time I turn the television on, he's there. And he's telling everyone, I never left.
Well,
Why are you? But the truth is, I've seen him play a donkey a couple of times, but I really haven't seen him.
Well, that,
you know, in Shrek.
And anything he's done hasn't really been that funny.
Since Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls, exactly.
That's right, he was in
Tina,
there.
I wrote that, and I wrote down 2006. I thought he was fabulous, and if you remember, like, Nutty Professor, he played all different characters. He's really an absolute talent, but we just haven't seen him. He said he's been producing things that have just not been out there. Nobody's talking about it. Of course, the voice of Donkey and Shrek, you know, we all, you know, that's going to go down. That'll never go out. Everybody's got a copy of that on DVD. But he's kind of making a comeback of sorts. He's going to host the Oscars this year. So I'm almost getting over. I don't know about you, but he's just everywhere.
See, I want the Eddie Murphy of Beverly Hills Cop. That was, to me, that was the best Eddie Murphy. I loved that.
And they're saying that's what this is like.
Well, that's good.
Truly, yeah. And, you know, I think in this movie, you see a little bit the best of all that he's done. I think he's really comfortable in his skin. I think he said he's just turned 50. He's got, like, two families, a grown family that lives with him, and then he's divorced, and he's got younger children. I don't know. I think maybe he's at a point in his life that he doesn't feel like he has to prove anything. I think he's naturally funny. I actually saw him perform at the Comedy Store or Comedy Club in L.A. long, long time ago before he really hit it big. And his show was so filthy, but it was so funny. So I think in this film, we just see a guy saying, hey world, I'm still here, take notice. I didn't expect much from this movie, not at all. I mean, I went in there thinking, oh gosh, another film about, you know, Eddie Murphy's in it. That makes it interesting. Love Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller is in this film. If I name the people in this movie, I mean, it is chock full of names. Alan Alda, Tia Leone, Judd Hirsch, Casey Affleck, not Ben Affleck, it's his brother. I mean, you name them.
And Gabourey Sidibe, isn't
and, of course, Eddie Murphy.
And isn't that Gabourey gal in there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I almost forgot her from Precious last year, and she does a fabulous job. The story is, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about here, it's a Alan Alda plays a Bernie Madoff of type that rips off a group of employees at the Tower in New York. I'm assuming it's the Trump Tower. Ben Stiller plays the manager. Matthew Broderick plays a stockbroker who goes broke. You know, we have sympathy for those stockbrokers who made bad deals, and he's being kicked out of the Tower. And Eddie Murphy plays a lifetime criminal who's going to help these guys get their money back from this Ponzi scammer, played by Alan Alda. And I've always thought Alan Alda is like the good guy, you know, from MASH and just so likable. He plays a despicable character in this film, and he does a great job of it. So it kind of gets outrageous as they try to plot to get their money back. It's art imitating life, as we all know. It's kind of a class warfare of sorts as these people are fighting this one guy that took their money and said he invested it, but basically just spent it on himself. And the solution, of course, Hollywood always wants a happy ending. In real life, we didn't see a real happy ending, maybe some justice. But you'll have to see the film to see how crazy they get to try to have justice serve and a happier ending than in real life. But I was pleasantly surprised. You know, it's not often that you go to a film and you're laughing out loud. And I went to this film. I actually went to the screening by myself. I often take friends or family. It was a screening, so I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting by myself, and I'm laughing out loud. It was, you know, I wanted to turn to whomever was next to me and say, hey, this really actually is funny, you know, because I was pleasantly surprised. So maybe if my expectations were higher, I may not have liked it as much, but you know, it's not often that you can laugh like that. So I think Eddie Murphy, he truly might be back. So it's one to check out.
I've heard he's gotten over some of the problems he had with the Saturday Night Live people. Apparently, I think it goes back to when David Spade was on there, and he used to do that Spade on, you know, whatever, on celebrities. He just... it was during the Weekend Update segment,
I
believe they did a line about Eddie Murphy or something.
Spoof on
and
him?
Where, so he had a grudge against, he had wanted nothing to do with Saturday Night Live, but now
right,
he says...
he wouldn't go back on. In fact, a couple weeks ago, he was supposed to, there was word he was going to be on and just make one of those cameos at the beginning, and that he didn't. And I've heard in subsequent interviews, people are asking, you going to do it? You going to do it? My guess is, you know, he's waiting to see if they want him badly enough, and he'll probably, between now and the Oscars... He'll probably make an appearance back.
Well, that's dumb, though. They make fun of everybody on Saturday Night.
Yeah, I mean what?
But I guess he figured he was one of their own. You know, it's fine to make fun of the other celebrities, but you know, it was kind of a thing where he thought they should have stuck up for people that have been on their you know, previous cast members.
Right.
I can see that.
You know, they all have egos, and it's okay if you're laughing at everybody else, but you start to point fun at them, and all of a sudden they're like, "Well, wait a minute." Mm-hmm. And I think he's held a long grudge, you know. I think that's how he is. I think he's a funny guy, but you know, oftentimes I found when these guys like Steve Martin, they're so funny on camera, but in real life, they are really serious people.
Yes, they take themselves very seriously.
Extremely serious. Yeah. And they don't often make a good interview if it's just one-on-one because they're so used to playing to the crowd. And the real them is so intense that... And I think Eddie Murphy is no exception. I think he took offense to that, and all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to laugh at me, and I'll show you. And how many years later, you know, he's made this appearance. It'll be interesting to see how he does on the Oscars.
Yeah, and most of these people, if they don't have a script, something to follow, they are completely boring.
Or they don't have an audience to play off of. See, Steve Martin, I saw him on Jay Leno a couple weeks ago, and he was on with the whole group that he was in that The Biggest Year film, and Owen Wilson. He was playing off them. He was playing off the audience. But you sit down with someone like him, and Eddie Murphy. I've interviewed him way long, you know, very long time ago. And they're, you want them to be funny, and they're just not funny, because sitting there, not playing off a script, not playing off an audience, they're basically a little boring because
maybe that's
they're
our,
so deep.
That's our problem here. We don't have a script.
Well, yeah, we need a script.
Well, you guys are funny.
What?
You guys are funny.
Hey, darn it. That biggest year, I saw that, and I was just like, I walked out of there thinking, eh.
The big year.
Or the big year?
Was it the big year? I'm sorry. I may have missed.
Yeah.
You know, I did not see it. I've got so many films coming at me. I'm trying to see 2 a week. Funny, my sister saw it.
You don't have to.
She called me and said they wanted to walk out in the middle of it. They said it was just because you're expecting it to be so funny. She said it was boring.
It never got going.
It never got off.
Have you walked out of movies before?
Have I? Let's see. You know, there was one. There was one a long time ago, and I'm trying to think. You've kind of caught me off guard here. Not often, but there was one that was just so, and it was because it was offensive. And you all may think I'm a Pollyanna, but you know what? I've seen a lot of films. I don't always agree with them, but this one crossed me, and I'll have to think what it is. I ended up walking out.
I can only
sound of music.
Yeah, right.
No. There was one I almost walked out on, and I kind of wish I would have.
Which one was it?
It was Basic Instinct 2.
I didn't see that.
It was just
I've heard
awful.
That. Yeah, I heard that one. I've never walked out of a movie. I've fallen asleep in one before.
I've walked out of only one. I remember I looked at my watch and I thought, holy crap, I got to get the heck out of here. And it was Moulin Rouge. I thought that was the dumbest movie.
Oh, I loved Moulin Rouge.
Man, really? You know what?
No, that was dumb.
It's dumb that you even walked into that movie, Bill. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right about that.
On the big year, I did fall asleep for a short few seconds.
It had a good ending.
But I fell asleep in the middle of it, and my daughter woke me up and said, Dad, you're snoring.
My husband does that. If he doesn't like a film, he starts to doze off. That's why I always take him to one I know he's going to like Moneyball or, you know, something to do with sports. But that's so annoying. That's why I would almost rather go by myself than have somebody, you know, already judging it and falling asleep in the middle of it. But I hear that that one was pretty slow. I just saw a film today. I'm going to talk about it Monday, but I'll just give you. Leonardo DiCaprio is starring in the J. Edgar film. I'll talk about it more Monday. I don't want to give it away, but we're going to get a lot of good films coming out right now as we get closer to the time when they start to release the Academy Award films and Christmas films. And this is the first one I've seen in a long time that just blew me away. So I can't wait to talk about it Monday.
We've had a bad two-month stretch, it seems like.
You know, they're just reaching for it. If I see one more film about Wall Street or, you know, this kind of thing. But this one, Tower Heist, actually, it's so ridiculous. It allows us to laugh at something that was so real in our life. It allows us to kind of escape into the silly solution they come up with. It actually works. I think on some level it works. Don't expect much, but I think Tower Heist works.
All right. And when you say good films, you mean like the Muppets coming out, right?
Well, I know you're looking forward to that one.
Those Muppets.
I'm telling you.
I'm actually going to see that in a couple weeks on a weekend, so I'll call you, Bill.
It's a Saturday morning. I'll be there.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
They show the children's films 10 a.m.
I know exactly where it'll be. I'll be there.
You know they're not real.
We'll share some popcorn.
All right.
Snuffleupagus and all those people are not real.
Well, Snuffleupagus wouldn't be in the Muppet movie. You don't know your Muppets.
Boy, get your Muppets.
Isn't Sesame Street
you're trying to
part
trick
of the Muppets?
No.
No, that's the... No, we don't have
is it a Henson thing?
I think it is a kind of, sort of, but it's not a Muppet. I wouldn't consider that a Muppet.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, sorry I derailed your segment, Don. How many ARDs for this?
I'm going to give this 3 ARDs because it really... It's a little ray of hope. In the last 2 months, we haven't had anything to laugh at. You will probably go. You'll enjoy seeing Eddie Murphy again. So 3 ARDs.
All right. 3 ARDs. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
See you at the matinee, Bill.
Yeah, we'll see you. You bet. I'll be
all
there.
All right, Dan.
All right. Hey, thanks, Dawn. Have a good weekend,
Dawn.
Okay?
Bye, everybody.
All right. Dawn Meadows Dixon right there.
Hey, she forgot.
She thinks I'm kidding. I will be there. What?
Did she mention that this was her first year anniversary?
What do you mean? Well, on the show?
Yes.
No, she didn't.
Wow. It's been a year.
You want to get her back on the phone? Really, her 1 year anniversary?
Yeah. Want me to call her back?
Has it been that long? Yeah, you know what? We got a second. Call her back. Call her back real quick. Well, because why would she not mention that?
I don't know. She's
a pretty big
deal. We were talking about it right before we went on the air.
Should have congratulated her. I can't believe that. 1 year. Holy mackerel. Well, Dan gets Dawn back on the phone for just a split second here. We have a guest coming up in just a moment, and she's an up-and-coming singer. And she's playing all over town. She's like at all these gigs and playing shows and things. And she recently was in Washington D.C., which we'll have to talk to her about. And she played with, you've heard the country music group Big and Rich. You know, yeah. John Rich. He was on the Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah, played a concert with John Rich and them. And yeah, big.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on. And now back to real quickly to hey Dawn.
Yes.
What the heck? You didn't even mention that this was your 1 year anniversary with us.
We were on such a roll about the movies. Yeah. I forgot to mention it.
No, you should mention
it. 1 year on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Well that's big news.
Yeah.
I think that deserves an applause.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to that crowd. They're going
They're
nuts.
Going crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I can't believe a year has gone by, and I thought that I would be able to celebrate it with Frank, and he's not there.
Well, what are you trying to say? What, am I not good enough to celebrate?
No,
I'm the one that tried to get you back on the phone.
We've been together a year as well.
Yeah, no, I wanted to say congratulations, and we like you a lot, and I get a lot of, when people talk to me about the show, they will, once in a while, they'll mention you, and they'll say you have a delightful voice, and you're easy to listen to, and you do a nice job, and so congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you, Bill. You're so sweet to call back. Yeah. That is really,
well, Dan really,
really nice
back,
to mark this huge anniversary in my life.
That's
I woke up this morning.
Is.
And I said, it's been a year. Yeah.
All right. All right. Now you can go, Dawn.
Okay.
All right. Bye,
Thank
Dawn.
You. See you later.
Bye, everybody.
Right. There you go. All right. Peon, do we need to break? Or what are we doing here?
Cool.
All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Mary Beth Johnson with us, who smells terrific. Have you guys noticed that when she walked in? Holy mackerel. All
right, I thought it was
smells
me. Good.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it was me.
That was me.
Oh, I had to get rid of that onion smell Tina brought in with her sandwich earlier today.
I took them off and threw them away.
And we could still smell it.
I know.
Well, if
it
you threw
awful.
Them away, they're in the trash can, right?
No, they put them on. Next time I'll make
She was polite. She actually took the onions back to the kitchen trash can. So whoever's office is near the kitchen smelling those things now.
That's right, our new boss, Mark Dorsey.
Uh-oh. That was Tina that dropped the onions off. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic is sponsored by John Bale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Eastbound 70 before the Blanchette Bridge, they're still working with that accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Still working with the crash on eastbound 370 before St. Louis Mills, and that has two right lanes blocked. Traffic now is backed up to Missouri Bottom. You've got another accident at Airport Road at North Hanley, New Halls Ferry Road at Hearthstone Court. That's a little bit south of Parker Road. It sounds like it's an overturned vehicle. Southbound 170 running stop and go between Olive and 40 and eastbound 70. That's slow from Adelaide to St. Louis Avenue. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners with Toyota dependability come standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Area Toyota dealer for factory recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. From your Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. The last time the Tigers traveled to Waco to take on Baylor, Mizzou needed overtime to win. What will happen this Saturday as Missouri travels to Texas to take on Baylor? Join us right here.
Pre-game is at 5 p.m. this Saturday.
Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi, I'm Stacy,
And I'm Michelle. And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about...
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's, wow, that's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common-sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Corvette lovers, earn entries today for your chance to win a brand new 2012 Corvette from Casino Queen. Every Friday night from 7 to 9, two winners will be selected every 30 minutes for key drawings. Grand prize drawing November 11th for a 2012 Corvette provided by Jack Schmidt Chevrolet. Put the pedal to the metal and start earning entries today for your brand new 2012 Corvette only at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's Carousel of Co-Hosts co-host on the Showgram with JC and Trish. Asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
Hi there, it's Frank. Management came to me and said, Frank, you're working too hard. Please, please take some time off. I said, okay. So I'm not really here today, but I wanted to pop in by way of modern technology and digital recording to remind you about the show coming up at Argosy's Music Hall, November 11th and 12th, John Michael Montgomery. John Michael Montgomery, he is a Kentucky native, and he's had some great hits over the years. You will recognize them. Well, for those of you who are fans, I don't have to tell you anymore, except that all shows at Argosy are very reasonably priced, especially this one. The Holiday Variety Show, December 9th and 10th. That stars Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, Keith West, Showgirls, a lot of laughs, good cause, Toys for Tots. You have a new unwrapped toy, you're in. That's your price of admission. If you don't, it's only $10. And again, that's December 9th and 10th at Argosy's Music Hall, where there is not a bad seat in the house. This is going to be a lousy, lousy winter, they say. A lot of wet giblets and chips of stuff flying around in the air, either soft ice or hard ice or sleet or what. Thank goodness there's a place to go that's nice and warm and you can get lost in fun and food, and that is Argosy Casino Alton. 1-800-711-GAME, Argosy Casino Alton.
4:38, the Big 550 KTRS. It's Bill and for Frank. Great to have you along. Large morning show in the afternoon. From time to time, we like to welcome guests into the studio, and especially folks that aspire to, well, in the case of our next guest here, she is on the road to being a big country music star. And I know there are a handful of people that don't like country music, but I have heard your music, Mary Beth, and I think there are country music artists that can cross over and be, like, you know, that pop sound and country music, and I think you kind of have a little bit of that. But here, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest, Mary Beth Johnson, everybody.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi.
And what is the perfume that you're wearing? Because it smells great.
Oh, I hope Tommy Girl pays me to promote them here, but I am wearing Tommy Girl by Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Girl. All right. I guess I probably couldn't wear that, right?
No, but you can wear Tommy Boy.
Oh, they have the Tommy Boy.
Yeah. I think you're more that new Bieber. Bieber. Pulling us out. Yeah. Well, I don't know which one you're calling. Yeah.
Well, you know, whatever.
You look like a Bieber kind of guy.
All the girls flock to you with that Bieber scent on.
Old Spice or something, right?
Yeah, High Karate.
Ew.
High Karate, right. So Mary Beth is in here, and let me, what's your website address? If people, maybe they're sitting at their computers right now and they want to get a look at you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is your website?
My website is marybethjohnsonmusic.com, and you can also go to my Facebook page, which has a few more pictures than my website right now. It's facebook.com/marybethjohnsonmusic, and you can also follow me on Twitter if you want. I love tweeting, and
that's super easy too. Where we draw the line, my friend.
No. Twitter is so fun, and I will defend it. Okay.
I think you're the only one in here that will defend it. I don't really. I have the Twitter account, but I think I post something once every 6 weeks or.
Well, sometimes it's more fun to follow people than it is to actually tweet.
Oh, so you're kind of a stalker, is what?
Yeah,
you're
that's
saying.
What you can do. Yeah.
Aspiring country stalker. Music singer and a stalker. That's all right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Did you grow up around the St. Louis area?
I did, actually. I was born in St. Louis, and I grew up, I kind of state-hopped a little bit when I was younger.
State-hopped?
We lived in Baldwin, then we moved to Florida, lived in Orlando for a couple years.
That's a big jump from Baldwin to Florida.
That is a big jump. My dad's job took us down there. His job kind of took us all over the place. So went to Florida for 2 years, back to St. Louis. Then when I was 7, we moved to a small town in Ohio called Gahanna. So shout out to Gahanna.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I think we're number one in that city, aren't we?
And then we moved back here to Darden Prairie about 10 years ago. So we've been here ever since.
And where exactly is Darden Prairie? I've heard of it, but I couldn't place it on a map.
In St. Charles area.
Yeah, St. Charles, okay. O'Fallon. Yeah, we actually used to be part of O'Fallon, but for some reason they decided to separate us. And now we're our own little area.
Get your own zip code.
They kicked you out,
exactly.
Huh? Holy mackerel.
We got a new zip code.
You say Darden, and I've heard it two ways. I've heard Darden, and I've heard Dardeen.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways, too, and I've been corrected so many times. Darden.
It's like Jargerman or Youngerman Road.
Yeah, exactly.
A big shout-out to our friends in Darden.
Our friends.
Darden Prairie.
Yes. Friends. The Southern.
I'm trying to be my country music voice here.
Big shout-out to our friends.
So, how long have you been interested in country music? And I know you write all of your music.
I do, which
that's very impressive because I know... There's a handful of country music singers that write their own stuff and also perform. And by the way, I think that's when you get the most money, when you write your own music
and
perform.
That is where the money is. Yeah, the money is in the songwriting. But yeah, I do. I write all my own music. It's usually just me and my guitar on my couch at home when I'm bored or have sudden inspiration. But I've been interested in country music since I was probably about 7 years old. I started listening to Shania Twain and Sarah Evans, and from there just... kept on going. I kept up with all the radio stations, and now I'm a country music fan. I'm a huge fan. I buy the mega ticket every year.
And you play at a lot of gigs around. I say gigs, that, you know, whatever,
yeah.
Shows. What and around the St. Louis area, and you play. And are they mostly like a bar situation, or is it they big concerts, or what are most of your
usually they're bars, very like smaller venues.
That's where you start out.
And honestly, I have the most fun when I play those smaller venues. It's more intimate crowd. They can get up, you know, right next to the stage with you if they want to. You can hop right off the stage and talk to everybody when you're done. And
see, I've actually heard a lot of people who have made it big that they say, man, they wish they could actually go back to performing some of those, because like you said, you can get right back to you know, actually seeing face-to-face the people who are listening to your music and that more intimate setting. Probably doesn't pay as much as the big concerts would, but
it certainly
still
doesn't, but,
fun.
You know, it's rewarding.
So now tell us about, I mentioned before the break that you played a big deal over in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital.
And you played with
Big and Rich, who I love. And actually, you know, I last weekend, Mary Beth, I started a trivia show here on the Big 5
Yeah, uh-huh. First one.
And the theme song for that show is by Big and Rich. It's called
course.
It's called Radio, which is a great song.
It is a good
song. I didn't
song.
Even know they were still together.
Big and Rich?
They
yeah.
sure are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they kind of parted ways for a little bit, maybe to do different solo things. But yeah, they're
yeah, back. John Rich kind of did his own solo thing for a little bit.
And he was on the Celebrity Apprentice and did some stuff. But you actually played a show with them. That's one of your most recent things. Right?
I did, and it was so incredible, and I was so lucky to get this opportunity to fly out to D.C. I think one of the most rewarding experiences for me while I was there was getting able to sing the national anthem on the main stage with the Capitol building in the background, and I had four gentlemen soldiers from the Air Force Army there presenting the colors. And I have no idea how I was able to get through that national anthem without crying, because it was like a beautiful moment, and I'm so thankful that I got to do it. But the
please,
Big and Rich
please
concert.
Tell me, please tell me you remembered all the words.
Oh, God, I did not pull a Christina.
Okay. Christina?
Is
that what it's called now, pulling a Christina?
It sure is. Poor girl. God bless her.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. So tell me a little bit about. Now you said you're going to be moving to maybe Nashville at some point.
I'm hoping.
I guess that's where everybody. If you want to get into country music,
that's the hub,
you
right?
Really
that
be,
is the hub.
You can't
yeah.
really be in St. Louis. You can't, or Darting Prairie.
You can really only go so far here. You can have a decent career here, but
yeah, you know what? I think people support the local music scene.
They
pretty good around the St. Louis. Well, you know, our own Tina and Dan are in a band.
Oh heck yeah, guys!
Henry's Humans.
Yeah. We've actually.
I played with you at the House of Rock. I know.
Yes. We did the she was in the USO benefit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She played at the USO benefit.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's right. The big USO benefit that there was in the Well Hungarians, you know them
pretty
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good stuff. So what else? What else do you what's your next point in your career here? What are you doing? You said you're getting ready to do a when's your next show like coming up?
My next show is actually I'm working on getting a local show done here, so you have to keep up with my Facebook.
I'll follow you on Twitter. No, I won't really.
Oh, whatever, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a lot of shows planned right now because I'm taking a break to focus on writing and recording again, because I pretty much worked myself into the ground over the past few months, so I need to slow down a bit.
Can we talk about your, you know, you did an audition you told me for.
I did.
What was the show?
It was for America's Got Talent.
Okay, America's Got Talent, that's right. So you have to jump in here. She does this... goes to this audition, and this is from another radio station. So
oh, you want to tell the story?
We can't say what station it was, because she doesn't listen. Apparently, she doesn't just listen to KTRS all day. But we'll forgive her.
Don't shush.
So yeah, so she went to audition for this. What is it again?
America's Got Talent.
And that's what the annoying British guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Pierce. And Howie, right? Howie's on.
Yeah, I like Howie.
I like Howie.
So you get what I guess is like a free pass, right? To kind of get yourself bumped to the front of the line?
Exactly, yeah. I want a pass from this other radio station.
Yeah.
So I go to this radio station to pick it up, and the girl at the front desk is like, you know, oh, so, you know, why are you here? And I'm like, oh, I'm here to pick up my pass for America's Got Talent. And she's like, okay, what's your name, and can you present your ID? And she gets up to go fiddle around and find it, and I say, my name's Mary Beth Johnson, and here's my ID. She turns around all, like, cheery, like, oh, actually, sweetie, your sister just came in about 20 minutes ago to pick up the pass for you. And I looked at her and I said, oh, I don't have a sister.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Whoa. So I was like, okay, well, what are we going to do about this? And she basically said a girl came in claiming to be my sister. And when she presented her ID, it did say Lauren Johnson. Well, I'm sorry, but Johnson is like the third most common name in America, so she should have, you know, saved the pass for me. So
the girl's name was Lauren Johnson, right?
Lauren Johnson,
Lauren Johnson, if you're out there, you thief, you stole poor Mary
Beth's
thing.
But she stole the pass, but did she try using it as
You know what? And here's the thing. I don't know if she actually got it for herself or to get it for somebody else.
So it didn't have her name on it.
Because it does, and the only thing that had my name on it was a piece of paper that was stapled to it, so she could easily rip that off and throw it in the trash. But while I was there at the audition on Saturday, oh man, I was on the hunt for a Lauren Johnson, I tell you what. But there were so many people there that had other passes from hundreds of radio stations that there was just no way I could have, you know, found her through the crowd.
How crappy is that?
I mean, my heart sank. My heart sank. They ended up giving me another pass that they were going to give to the winner the following morning. So not only did she screw up with my chances, but she screwed up somebody else's chances that could have won the following morning. You know, a free pass for America's Got Talent.
And so. How did that audition go?
Oh, the audition went great.
I heard Lauren Johnson did pretty good.
I better
she stunk.
If she did, I'll be seeing her in January then.
She sucked.
But yeah, the audition went great. It's the process is so much, you know, different than the other shows that I've done before, like American Idol and The Voice. It's very laid back. You go in a small room, like no bigger than the station room here, and there's one producer that you sing in front of, and she videotapes you and basically tells you, you know, we're going to review your tape with the executive producers and we'll give you a call back in January. And she told me that she was really impressed, and she was also reading through my bio and everything, and held me back a little bit just to talk to me a little bit about my story and whatnot. And I don't know. So I'm hoping that, you know, I get put in the callback pile and we'll know in January.
That'd be great. That'd be great. And I'll give you like $100 if you say something rude to that Pierce what's-his-face. Like
Pierce
you never
Morgan.
Remember
that. Yeah. Yeah. You want me to ruin my chances, no. Really? I got to be nice. No. I like the British accent.
And Sharon Osbourne's on that, right?
I love Sharon. I think Sharon is so great.
Yeah. That Pierce, I don't know. Or something.
Not one of them is from America.
Howie.
Yeah. Oh,
he's a Canadian.
Oh, that's right. He is Canadian.
Yeah, not
that's
one
right.
judge from America. Yeah.
I had to think about that for a minute. We're all like, what?
Yeah.
Tina's like our trivia master.
Yeah, she is.
She knows.
Oh, I'm not very good at those trivia games.
That's why we're not doing trivia today.
Thank you.
All right, well, so the website again, marybethjohnsonmusic.net.
No, .com.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wait, you're right. It is.
I am right.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
No,
wait,
that is research. Johnson Music.
No. It is marybethjohnsonmusic.com. Sorry.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, Lord.
This is getting ugly. Mary Beth Johnson.
Uh-oh.
I guess your publicist is on the phone.
It's uh-oh. Lauren Johnson. She wanted to get her website,
too. Get this
too.
Girl on the phone. Yeah. I got a few things to say to her.
The domain now goes to Lauren Johnson.
She can steal my America's Got Talent pass, but she is not stealing my website.
No.
Or it's facebook.com/...
Mary Beth Johnson Music.
Mary Beth
you can
Johnson
also
Music.
Follow me on Twitter at Mary Beth
Music.
We went
over the Twitter thing.
Whatever.
So
fine.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, check it. And she's got videos and stuff on there, and you can download her songs and
absolutely. You can download all four of my songs actually. But Spell of Summer and Not Alone are free on my Facebook page. You can also find me on iTunes, Amazon, Napster, and Rhapsody.
Wow, she's all over the place.
You're like the real deal.
So do you have like an agent and stuff?
I am my own agent, and I tell you what, it is hard. it is hard.
I can imagine. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
Keep us posted if you get the call, and maybe I should say when you get the call from the folks at America's Got Talent.
Yeah, you'll have to call in with your number.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have to all vote for me.
As long as it's... it's not just singers on America's Got Talent, right?
That's what's actually really cool about it, and there was so many different acts that day that was at the audition. It was really cool.
All right, very good. All right, Mary Beth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with more. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. They've cleared that accident eastbound 70 before the Blanchette Bridge. All lanes are open. Westbound 70 is running slow in pockets from Zumbel all the way out through T.R. Hughes. We also have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 170 from Olive through 40. Same thing on southbound 270, stop-and-go, but it's from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown eastbound 40 is heavy from approaching Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, that's jamming up from about Adelaide through St. Louis Avenue. On westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, you're slow from Lindbergh out through Maryville Center, and then slow pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Also, they're still working with that accident eastbound 370 before St. Louis Mills. You've got two right lanes that are blocked now. Traffic's backed up to Highway 94. This traffic report brought to you by United Way of Greater St. Louis. United Way of Greater St. Louis helps 1 in 3 people in our community. You may be surprised to find out how much you're helping when you support United Way. See for yourself at helpingpeople.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. Join myself and one of the three amigas this weekend at Snar Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. If you need something to fix around the house, you're going to be painting, insulating those doors and windows because the winter's coming. Snar Hardware, park right in front. Get free popcorn. Come by and see Frank Blair. That's the Inside Out Show this weekend. We'll be there Saturday from noon to 3 at Snar Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. See you then.
The Inside Out Show, every Saturday beginning at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town & Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy new Martha Stewart Living Carpet and get it installed for just $37. You also get lifetime stain and installation warranties. So it's never been easier to completely transform a room with better carpet at a better price. It all starts with $37 installation on Martha Stewart Living Carpet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
At JCPenney this Friday and Saturday, the savings get even bigger with JCP Cash. Get $10 off when you spend just $25. No exclusions. JCPenney.
It's Frank. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. I haven't had a car in the Schaefer Auto Body for, oh my goodness, I think it's almost a year. Yeah. In our family, we don't go much longer than that without something happening. Either I back into a pole, or I, like the last thing that happened to me, I wasn't paying attention to the light and I kind of bumped a lady in front of me. Or those wonderful deer, those beautiful, elegant, loping deer jumping out of the woods, demolishing four of my cars, but they weren't demolished long because Schaefer took care of that, as they have everything that we have encountered. You know, unless it's totaled, if it needs to be put back the way it was, this is the place to do it. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. I don't get any complaints about Schaefer. I get rave reviews. I get people who had no idea that a body shop could, one, not only do work that well, but would take care of all the other stuff for you. You don't have to worry about anything. They'll handle everything. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, they now have 7 locations. Don't forget the C when you go to look them up. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me.
All right, creeping up on 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS. Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion. Great to have you along here. Peon is playing Elton John, and look who's on the phone. John.
Oh.
Did you?
That was Dean. You were going to say Elton. That would have been more interesting.
Hey, John. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
John, we're doing great, man. Doing great.
Is my speakerphone affecting your broadcast?
What?
No, it sounds fine, John.
Is my speakerphone affecting your broadcast?
No, it sounds fine, John.
Okay, that's great. First off, I'm the AM and the PM.
All right.
What did you say, John?
Matter of fact, I'll say it again. I'm AM and the PM.
Oh, there you go. Hallelujah.
Well, I didn't know Frank wasn't going to be in there today, but I'm sure that maybe some of you guys can help me. Okay. I'll try to make it quick. I know you got the news coming up. having problems with my wife.
Wait,
what
you need
a
the
bummer.
You need the problem solvers, don't you, John?
You need the problem.
Oh. You need us because we are
the problem.
That was very enthusiastic,
something
Bill.
Like that.
Yeah,
well,
Bill.
I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember what he says.
Yeah, but we only have 2.5 minutes. You have problems with your wife.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be long enough to cover it.
I can make it quick.
All right.
Okay. Got married last year on October 30th.
There's your problem.
No,
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, John.
So we lived together for 9 months, and then she decided to move back home with her mom because her mom has a fentanyl drug addict problem.
Oh.
Yes, and a very bad one.
So this is after you were married, she decided to move back.
It started well before. She used to do Percocet, and then she started forging prescriptions because she was a nurse. And she lost her license, and then she finally got off of probation, and now she's back on the fentanyl really bad. She weighs 94 pounds, and she takes the strongest dose of fentanyl.
Wow.
And my wife decided to move back home.
For what? To help her?
To take care of her, because mom will burn the house down. Her bed has at least, after 3 months, a brand new bed. I mean, to the mattress.
Man, this
50 burn holes.
This may be above the pay grade of the problem.
Hey, John.
John,
the best advice we can give you is to get professional help. Your wife needs to get the heck out of the house.
Yeah. Well,
let
get
her
the
hit
mom
rock
into
bottom.
Rehab.
Call Al-Anon.
Been there, done that.
Narcanon.
But she just won't leave her mom.
Oh, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. We've done it again.
Intervention.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what we're
doing. Yeah, intervention. I don't know.
Call
There's
intervention.
Not much you can do.
Yeah, sorry.
Done that.
Give her an ultimatum.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, John, I'm really sorry we can't help you with this, my friend.
Give her an ultimatum, yeah.
My God. I thought maybe you guys could, because I know Charlie Brennan can't help anybody.
Well, you know what?
This one's a little too deep for us.
Yeah.
For the problem solvers.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you, John. Have a good
day.